Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Yes, that's right. Straight No Chaser hit it right on the nose.
Christmas, Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping. Christmas, Christmas time is here, the sleigh bells...
Rudolph's Red Nose, that is, because everybody's shopping now, and these days a lot of us are using an app on your phone to find and order gifts for family and friends. Lots of retailers offer these phone apps. Amazon and eBay are probably the most popular, but there are many others like Wayfair and Home Depot, and individual brands like Nike shoes. These apps are available for both iPhones and Android phones, and even if you're using a computer instead of a phone, all these sellers have websites that work much the same way. Recently, the Nord Virtual Private Network, or VPN, did a survey of these shopping apps, and a bunch of others, too, all kinds of popular apps and websites, and what they discovered ought to make you sit up and take notice. At least 3/4 of these companies gather data when you use their online connections and share that data with others. Many times, they actually sell the information about you that they've collected, a cute little way to make an extra profit off each customer. What kind of information? Your name, email address, phone number, and home address, for starters. Sometimes it's financial information, like your payment history and payment details. It can include your location, exactly where you were on the planet when you used the app or went to the website, and details about your phone or computer, even including the specific digital ID. Usually, they will ask your permission to gather this data, but all too often, your answer defaults to yes unless you specifically answer no. That happens when you click accept to their terms and conditions, which most of us do without ever reading them. Many ask for permission to access your location, your photos, your camera, and your microphone. Nord found that 87% of Android apps and 60% of Apple apps request data that they don't need. This includes social media and networking sites, lifestyle, navigation, gaming, and travel apps. The only shopping app and website they found that collected no unnecessary data was Kohl's. So what can you do to stay safer and more private when you shop online? Well, when you first sign up on a website or install an app, you really do need to read through that long privacy statement and the terms and conditions and find the places where they request permission to gather data. Turn off automatic location sharing on your phone or computer. And if you have apps on your phone you aren't using, delete them. Some can collect data even when they aren't used. Or you can just go to local stores and shop there, like everyone used to do. Have a happy holiday, anyway. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.